It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Imagine wanting to catch a movie or hear some music and firing up Facebook? At Facebook's annual F8 Developer Conference this week, the company is expected to add deeper integration of music and video services. Andrew Wallenstein is TV editor at Variety. He says the social network's future as a TV and movie hub is taking shape.
You know, I think there's one or two ways to go here. Number one is Facebook just goes it alone, and whether it's studios or networks, they do the deals to get content on the Facebook platform directly. The second way is, and probably the more likely way, is they partner with the Netflixes or Hulus or whoever's, and suddenly something that, you know, the average person is just used to using for, you know, liking things or reaching out to friends becomes the place where you're watching TV and movies as well.
Now, as we've been following Netflix and as they've tried to grow, as Google TV entered the market and kind of fell on its face right off the bat, a lot of this seems to come down to if studios, content providers want to play along. Would studios want to play along and put stuff on Facebook, make it available to Facebook users?
You're right to say that the studios, to some degree, hold the cards here. But in the end, they just want to get their content to as many places, to as many people as possible. So Facebook is probably very welcome to this marketplace.
This approach of being a gateway, a springboard to other entertainment services makes sense for Facebook, says Rafe Needleman, editor-at-large at CNET.
Facebook has become a social platform. It's not so much just a place where you go to hang out. It's a place where other businesses go to connect to social networks. So by opening it up to other companies, Facebook maintains itself as a social destination while giving people who are experts in it, like the music companies, a way to tap into that network.
So looking into the future, all sorts of music options and Netflix and Hulu jump into Facebook. What does my life look like?
People are becoming more and more accustomed to accessing their media through subscription plans. So I will pay $10 a month for a music account or, you know, $8 a month for Netflix streaming, and then we'll be able to get that information, that content, on whatever device we want. Now, you start to link that into your social accounts, and now you'll be able to get what your friends are watching or liking right now. Or if you just listen to a song or watch a TV episode and you like it, you'll be able to communicate with the people in your social network about whether you liked it or not. So the recommendation services for the media that you can watch wherever you are and pay for $10 a month until the day you die, the recommendations get much better, and the media companies, theoretically anyway, make more money and get a bigger lock on you.
Rafe Needleman at CNET. Welcome to Tech News Theater. Today's play, The User Agreement. Producer Larissa Anderson will play video game enthusiast. I will play Sony. Welcome to the PlayStation Network, my online game platform.
Hi, I'm a little nervous doing business with you, Sony. You were hacked repeatedly in recent months, and people had a lot of personal information stolen.
Yeah, well, stuff happens. Now, just agree to these new terms, and you'll be playing in no time.
Wait a second. This says I have to waive my right to sue you in a class action suit.
Yep, and I also need you to agree that any conflict is settled by an arbitrator.
And who picks that arbitrator?
I do.
You know what? I want to opt out of this.
Oh, that's fine. You have 30 days, and you need to send me a letter by mail. Stamps, the whole thing.
I bet most people just approve this agreement without even reading it.
That's right.
All right, well, I'm going to show you, Sony. I'm going to put this on public radio.
Not public radio! And curtain. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.